Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories. When you think of the 1st of May, consider how many hours you typically work in a day. That would be 8. But what seems so commonplace as to hardly be worth mentioning, an 8-hour workday, was a hard-fought right that underlies part of the story behind the infamous Haymarket Riot of 1886 and the execution of unjustly accused anarchists. In 1884, the Federation of Organized Trades and Labor Unions passed a resolution stating that 8 hours would constitute a legal day's work from and after May 1st, 1886. The resolution called for a general strike to achieve the goal, since legislative methods had already failed. The heart of the movement was in Chicago, organized primarily by the Anarchist International Worker People's Association. Business in the state were terrified by the increasingly revolutionary character of the movement and prepared accordingly with hundreds of policemen ordered to stand at the ready. Predictably, with that much firepower and tension, an incident occurred. On May 3, 1886, police fired into a crowd of strikers at the McCormick Reaper Works factory, killing 4 and wounding many. Anarchists called for a mass meeting the next day in Haymarket Square to protest the police brutality. The meeting proceeded without incident, and by the time the last speaker was on the platform, the rainy gathering was already breaking up, with only a few hundred people remaining. It was then that 180 cops marched into the square and ordered the meeting to disperse. As the speakers climbed down from the platform, a bomb was thrown at the police, killing 1 and injuring over 70. Police responded in turn by firing into the crowd, killing 1 worker and injuring many others. But the deaths caused by the Haymarket Riot itself were just the beginning. Tune in to our next Hidden Histories when we discuss the anarchists who were put on trial and subsequently executed for a bomb they probably never threw. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden Histories.